This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good afternoon. So we're holding over here in it's Sadik Dalal Amid Beis in the Gemara, and it is the continuation of the Agadita about Sancheirim and so on. And it says, Yan Kimos Ha'omazer Esmea Shaloach. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cascading Kal Yisrael, and it says, because Kal Yisrael is Moyes Demea Shaloach, Demea Shaloach is a river that goes slowly. So it says, "Smea shaloach haholchem laat umesoyisas vitzin berimalia b'chulu." So they rejected something that was tranquil and easy, and instead wanted something powerful. Teguma dehay kura b'chulu chalaf debots ama hadin malchusa debeis David. Because this nation rejected Malchus Beis David, which was tranquil like the Me'ash Shaloach, the Nag D'Menayach, which flows easily, and they became friendly with, or I don't know what the right word is, they attached themselves to Ritzin B'Nimalya. So he was extremely, a big fresser. He ate an awful lot. So the flow of the psukim, pretty much the way the psukim say, is that Kal Yisrael they rejected that which was quiet, tranquil, understated, and so on, and instead went after that which was extremely strong, violent, big appetite, and so on. That's the flow of the psukim. So I want to, by the way, just a historical note, interesting historical note. There was in Chassidus, there was one of the great splits. It was when from Kotsk, Ishbitz split off. The Ishbitza was a Talmud of the Kotzker, a very strong Talmud, a very important Talmud, Mot Yosef, and he split off. The reason he split off was because Kotzk was an excruciatingly demanding Hasidus. Nothing you did was good enough, and it was, in other words, he had admired it as a beacon of emes. But in his words, he said, it's like the doctor whose surgery is so precise and sharp and thorough that it removes the disease totally, but kills the patients along with it. He basically said, you're bringing your chassidim to high madrega to a point where nobody can hold on to it, and everybody just drops out. Your demands don't allow, and therefore he split off, which was a very, very traumatic machlokas. But he called his sefer Me'a Shiloach. So Drosha Tevis, Mem Yud, is Mordechai Yosef, but Me'a Shiloach is, he intended this point, is on this pasuk, that Me'a Shiloach was waters that went tranquil and easy and calm, and that's why he felt that that would be a much better way to go. It's just a historical footnote. Al Kapanim, But there's something here. So let's see the morality, just basic teaches the morality. Say Chizkiah Melech Yehuda, Nira, ki b'shvil shama l'mayla ki Chizkiah maniga am, kimo mea shalor ha-holech la'at, v'lohoye mevake shor yisera l'abriyas, hofach pikech ben remalia, shu kol kavan, hefach, sorry, hefach pikech ben remalia, shu kol kavan asa listar, roedif ha-chasroi, v'yoedif garkech ha-taiva, achilo shtiyah. ובזה בו לבר מיילס חיסקיה, שדובק במידס הנוח והשקט, ואלו היו ביתכם בחיסקיה, שמנגו יסם בנחס ובהשקט, היו נשארם בהשקט ובשלווה, ואילו היו ביתכם בחיסקיה. אך זו שמוס אסמאלס חיסקיה ביתכם מפקח פרמליה, שאולף אחי סטאורס בחזוקה, גורם שאלם סנחב, שמנור הרב מצווה. So let's discuss a little bit what happened and what went on. People want to feel safe. They want to feel that their leader, their king, keeps them safe and leads with strength. And people are attracted to those things. You feel it's one of the reasons why, for instance, people in many countries are attracted to dictators. And they could be pretty rough dictators, but if they're successful, they're very attracted to them because they translate their power and things like that as they translate it as being personal. So if my leader is a very strong and tough and crushing person, so in a certain sense, I see myself embodied in that. It's sort of a virtual self. It's somebody that I'm able to realize myself through that person. So if our leader is strong and tough and ruthless, well, I am strong, tough, and ruthless because it's me. That's really what's happening. It's sort of vicarious. The unless he turns against you personally, but other than that, as long as he talks big against somebody else, you're sort of like that. He talks big and tough and strong and so on. So people have an admiration for that. Instead of something that's much deeper, when you have, it says, let's take the Mishnah, Ezu Giba Kovish Es Yitzro. So the normal, the simple understanding of Gvura is how far you can push someone else or something else, how much you can rein yourself in and not be all over the place is the ultimate gevura. And yet people don't acknowledge it. So it's true that a person living simply can be a mark of a simpleton. This person has no hasogas, no ambitions. It's a lack of something that could be true. Person is kind of feeble and weak and so on, but it can also be the mark of a very great person who has himself tightly reined in and makes decisions: what yes, what not, what's worthy, what's not worthy, what I do, what I don't do. I don't need to express my power just for the sake of feeling that I'm powerful, or my wealth, or whatever. So Klal Yisrael found fault psychologically in Chizkiah's Malchus because it was pleasant. It was Zochad Achinoam, it was calm, it was pleasant, and so on. There's another element. So one element of something calm and pleasant is because the person's Gevura is internalized and focused on keeping oneself contained. There's a second inyan that so that's one reason what's positive. A second reason is a person who's boteach b'Hashem, like Chazal speak about Chizkiah, that he's listed as one of those who had bitachon. If a person is boteach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his actions are calm. He knows he's supposed to do X and he's supposed to do Y, but he's not desperate to do X and Y because he's confident. So if people are not on a worthy madrega, they A, relish the brutal strength of the Pekach Ben Amalia. They also identify with his being hysterical and tense, and that's why they rejected Chizkiah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, then I will bring Sanherib, who is the ultimate river that sweeps everything away and destroys everything. You will get a taste of that Midah and that Anhaga when it comes back to haunt you. Okay, the next one is, it says, Kilemua A nimser am oyef b'teira that misha makes it like. Ava achronim she kivalim al teira ruim al asa nes k'over yamim k'dor chayadim. So he says that the reason why they were nimser is because they're am oyef b'teira. So the reason why. Not because it kept having the old Torah on you is something that causes you to be saved, and not having a lacking old Torah, being Oyef Torah, is something that causes it causes you to be attacked. Now, so it's kind of a general, yeah, we can understand it. It's a general schus. It's something which is being the what's the right word for it? Sosatera and so on. What Chazal say here, a different lashon. Ein nimser am oyef b'teira yad mishametzikloi. A nation that is exhausted from Torah learning is not given over to their enemies. So what exactly, there's something here about being exhausted in Torah, something about us. It's not just the schus HaTorah that's learned, but it's something about being oyef b'Torah. Tzimra says, I'm oyef b'Torah. So he explains what exactly, what aspect of learning Torah makes him worthy for Nes. So he says the following. He says, an am that is a person lives in this world. This world is what's important. This is where he exists. This is life, and so on. When you make kabbal oil, in Malchus Shemayim or ol Torah, it means that you see yourself as part of something else. For instance, an axe in a field is its own being. It's an axe, and he goes around and he eats grass and drinks water and does his own things. When you put a yoke on him, his whole metzias becomes subordinate to whatever it is that he's being harnessed to. So being harnessed to something is a lot more than just doing the work. Your whole existence is simply a vehicle or an engine for something else. So Kabbalah's all, when we talk Kabbalah's all, we're not talking about bearing a burden as much as a person subordinating oneself to something else. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is not just that I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I validate his right to be Gozer Gzeiros, and therefore I want to do it. It's a lot more than that. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim means that I place my existence as a means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to for Malchus Shemayim to be Megal itself. That's what I'm doing. I'm harnessing myself to it. Oyev B'Torah means, Amor B'Torah means that our energy is flowing into the world of Torah. So I'm taking my physical slash mental energy, and because it's now being harnessed in Torah, it's the electric supply, so to speak, that's running the Torah motor and so on. So it's a very different perspective than simply keeping Torah, acknowledging Torah, studying Torah. It means that my whole essence is being harnessed to it. Oyev B'Torah means a person's energy is his energy. When you drain the energy, you become exhausted. That's Oyev B'Torah. That's Oyev. Oyev B'Torah means the battery is run out of power because it's busy powering the vehicle. It's busy powering the car. So that's a schus. Now, why is that the schus that he's talking about making the Nisim? So he says that the Nisim we're talking about is, we spoke about less, I think, his Gabus al HaTeva, Oivre Yamim, and we saw before Kriyas Yamsuf last time. It means that you are overriding the natural order of something. By crossing the Yarden and going over the Yam, it's a lot more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings supernatural phenomena to help you. What's happening is that you are stepping over in nature, a river and an ocean stops you. You jump over it. It's an act of overriding something. When a person's life is within the framework of this world, then there is no overriding. Why would you override? So we have Nisim, but this is a very specific type of Nes. It's a Nes where we rose above it. So the way we can rise above it is if our own Metzius is harnessed to a Metzius above and beyond, then we can rise above it. Okay, one more piece. Yud masaz asarosha dozer belahagit al shabar rosha lach rishlayim bekoyach ubiyad chazaka ubeshvul zaygan kibisadin misoyer kinegdoi bekoyach beelu masaz shayruim lios basar yamim nosesem yemechad kiram lekamon vezechidush kein derech amgolish mehirus ze beshvul haisoyerish kokach misoyer shach rishlayim kachol kach mehirus. So when it's saying that Esam Sos Nosos Chay Bois HaYoyim, that he was able to go 10 days, 10 times as fast as normal, what it's telling me is that there was a very, very strong, it was a super normal, a super strong drive and push to do wrong. I want to explain a point here. We have certain, Klal Yisrael has a lot of enemies. There are many Rishayim in the world. Much of these Rishas can be understood as the normal lust, desire. So, Averis for sure, stealing, murder, Yes, I want money, I want loot, I want this, I want that, I'm angry. And what they call, like in language, opportunistic crime. I see somebody walking with a big wallet sticking out his back pocket. I say, you know what? That wallet is begging to be to give matanza and I take it out. I see somebody, I get very angry. I have a knife in my hand. The person said, in other words, they're expressions of simple ra. Simple ra meaning, I guess, it very physical in the sense it's, you know, it is as it is, and that's that. When a person is misorer to an extraordinary ra, the most Amalek had zero reason to attack. The nations in Mitzrayim had us in Mitzrayim. They realized how good it is to enslave us, how much, you know, how much they will gain from that, how scared they were of us becoming a majority, and so on. So they were terrible, but within the realm of physical terribleness. People want to have maximize their money, minimize their enemies, and that's what they did. Amalek came from no place, for no reason, no gain, possible tremendous losses, and just attacked us. And the reason for that is because Amalek, in a certain sense, has the lishma that we have on the Koach of Ra. It wasn't just Ra as an expression of physical desires and simple cravings and so on. It was intertwined with a tremendous lishma, and that's why they did it. So Amalek stands as unique. It stands parallel to Klal Yisrael because they have that element of lishma, and that's why they went out of the way. So I always say that's what made Hitler Machshava unique. There are plenty of people. The pogroms have been our lot all the millennia, but a typical pogrom was: we have money, we have women, they're angry and upset, so they let out the anger, they steal our money, and that's what they want. It's kind of it can be explained in physical cravings, desires, and so on. Hitler wasted so much, dragging Jews from every corner of the earth. Even as the Nazi Empire was exploding, imploding, they with the last breath they tried to exterminate the last Jew. There was something of a it there was a grotesque lishma intertwined in it. So anytime you can explain somebody's bad doing or evil doing by gain, enjoyment, pleasure, anger, and so on, then it's a physical thing. I remember there was an article in 2014 in New York Times. It's sometimes when a person defends himself, he incriminates himself a lot worse. The New York Times reporter was interviewing a Ukrainian official from the foreign minister, whatever it is. And they were talking about that time when R Russia had invaded. So the New York Times reporter, Jewish, mentioned him that, you know, we Jewish people have a checkered relationship with Ukrainians, especially the Cossacks. They were considered to be really nasty people. So the person said, no, you don't understand it. It wasn't that they had something particularly against the Jews. It was they would come back from a battle, hurt, sometimes defeated, sometimes beaten, bloodied up and so forth. There was a lot of pent-up anger that they had to let out. So they let it out on the Jews, but nothing personal. I said to myself, oh my gosh, I wonder which school that foreign, you know, foreign ministry official, you know, I might, you know, like, well, but he's right. They were animals, and you know, so when an animal's in a bad mood, whoever's close by. Sancheyev went 10 masos in one day means what was driving him was a lot more than convenience. He wasn't just, you know, kind of he can grab something that. That hyper energy means that it's being driven by something Very, very different than and Sancheiriv stands as one of those. The fact that it was Macharev from Agadev, Sancheiriv is one of those people who stand as a certain Zelumaseh. Hiskia is Melech Mashiach. Sancheiriv is against him. He stands as something that is unique, and that's why he says the 10 Masos. That it should have taken 10 days. It means it's a way of saying that all of the energies were devoted for it. 10 is always a number depicting different amounts, different divisions of it. Here it says all of it was focused on getting to Israel and getting closer. Okay, we'll hold it here. The next 2 or 3 weeks, because this year is based mostly for Israel people. There's not going to be a share till the daylight savings time. I think it's on the 30th. When did I, Reb Asher, when did I, something like
I have
that.
no idea, but it's usually at the end of the month.
The end of the month. So as soon as that falls into place, I'll send out a notice. We'll resume the share, Mitzvah Hashem.